Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God, glory to God. Glory to God, glory to God. This is the whole truth, nothing but the truth radio broadcast, and we're coming to you live today on Sunday morning. And you know what? We're coming to you today with Thanksgiving, and we're coming together today in worship and in praise and in reverence, giving reverence unto God for yet another day. Glory to God. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for all the powerful things that you've done. We thank you for all of the mighty things, the mighty works you performed in our lives. And Father God, right now we're asking you to move by your power. Father God, we're asking you to move by your might. We're asking you, Heavenly Father, this day that you give us a new understanding, the Heavenly Father. Father, grant us understanding of your word. And Father God, unlock the mystery of your word that your people might hear your word and be converted. Father God, we give you all the honor. Father God, we give you all the glory. And Father God, we give you all the praise. In the name of Yahshua, your Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And thank God. We are going through a lot of things today as a nation of people. I mean, we survived through wars. We survived through economic situations like depressions and recessions and. You know, I've seen all of those things in my lifetime. You know, but every person has to experience death. Okay, and when I say every person has to experience death, what I'm saying to you is that, you know, you have to watch a loved one, you know, pass away, or you may witness, you know, a shooting or an accident in your neighborhood that causes death, or you may just know somebody who just recently passed away, or you know, an old man or old woman who body has gotten, you know, has gotten old, and they, you know, worked up on their time to, you know, where it's time for them to go, you know, to go home. It's time for them to, you know, to take their rest, and you know, but what I'm saying is that everybody has, excuse me, everybody has experienced, you know, death, that they have to deal with the death of someone dying. But here's the thing, y'all. How do we deal with our own death? How do we deal with that? How do we make preparations for that? You know, when my mother, at my mother's home going, you know, I was there with her. And, you know, and because of my closeness to her, me being with her every day, you know, I witnessed her home going. I witnessed her, you know, the peace and the calm that she had, you know, having the assurance that her business was fixed with God, having the assurance that she was saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, having the assurance that the Lord Jesus Christ was her salvation. She wasn't worried about what the doctor said. She wasn't worried about, you know what this one said or what that one said. You know, she was prepared, you know, for her journey to the other side. So today I want to talk to you about death. You know, we started preaching about life all the time. We started preaching about this eternal life, but how do we deal with death? How do we deal with the fact that one day you're going to have to lay down your head on that pillow and you're just never going to rise up again? How do we deal with the fact that all men were born in sin and shaping in iniquity, but every man is appointed his day at judgment. Every man is appointed his day that you're going to have to close your eyes and die. How do we deal with death? How do we deal with death on a daily basis? How do we deal with the fact that one day this body, this old body, is going to get too tired, it's going to get too old, it's going to get too worn down, and this old body is going to die? I don't think we teach enough about death in the church. I think the people are very deluded and distorted when it comes to death. You know, most people fear death. When I looked into my mother's eyes, I saw that she didn't fear death. She was ready to greet death. She was ready to go home. She said to me, "Son, look, I'm tired." She said, "Son, look, I'm tired. I'm ready to go home. Here I am. I'm getting ready to slap the holy oil on. I'm getting ready to lay hands on it. And in the name of Jesus, get up out this bed and walk. I'm ready, you know, I'm ready to see the divine power of God come down, because this is my mother that we're talking about." Huh? And all the family was mad at me because I was going off on the doctor's talking. The doctor telling me she getting ready to, you know, we just making her comfortable so she can, you know, pass on and all that. And they expected me to accept that. And I was looking at them like they were crazy. Like, what? As many times as me and my mother done walked inside the hospital rooms and done laid hands on the sick and watched them recover, y'all going to sit up here and tell me y'all just making her comfortable? No, I'm getting ready to go in there and lay hands on her right now in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Jesus. Come up out this bed and walk. Yes, Lord. But she was ready to go home. And she's told me, she said, "No, son." She said, "That's okay." She said, I'm ready to go home now." Ain't that incredible, y'all? To sit back and say to God, "Father God, I'm ready to come home, Lord. Take me home." Glory to God. You see, that's how I want to go out of here. When it's time for me to go home, I want to be on my bed. I want to have my children around me. I want to be able to tell little Linda, tell my son, little Lionel, tell La Teresa, tell little Lisa, you know, their final instructions. Tell them what I want to have done, what you know, how to live their lives the best they can. I want to have my final moments with each one of my children. And then after that, you know, I want to go home in peace with in peace. So today we're going to talk about death. We're going to talk about, because I don't believe we teach enough about that. There's no reason for people to have to fear death. So we're getting short on time right now. We're going to have to continue this again next Sunday. And I want you to listen to the show and tell me how you like it. And we look forward to seeing you again next Sunday. This is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. This is Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live with the Whole Truth and Nothing But the Truth. Peace and blessing.